11-16, 105.3 The Fan. Elf with Friends rolls on. The journey continues, day 22. We're here 10 to 2. DJ and Roy White, they're always here with me every day. In the chair today is Mavericks PA voice, Sean Heath. Good to have you in the house.
Great to be here, sir.
Fantastic stuff. Coming up at 11:30, we will taste the soup. It's good to be number two, according to some people. And what you might want to do with that Tim Tebow jersey, if you're a Bronco fan, we got some things for you coming up in Taste of Soup. We'll be checking in with Warren Moon, Hall of Famer, here in just a second, and he's ready to go. Hello, Warren Moon. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. How you guys doing?
We're fantastic. Really appreciate you popping on with us. All right, before we get to Seattle and Matt Flynn, let's talk about number 18 from Indianapolis now going to Denver. Were you surprised by that?
A little bit. Not so much because that was one of his choices, but I'm just a little bit surprised that that was the one he came up with ultimately. But it makes a lot of sense as far as, you know, a place going to where he can not have to have instant success going there. I think everybody would expect so much more if he went to San Francisco. I think in San Francisco, he'd probably have to play against his brother and some other more talented quarterbacks in the NFC like Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees and guys like that to try and get to the Super Bowl and his brother, of course. And then in the AFC, I just think there's not as many top quality quarterbacks that he would have to go against to get to a Super Bowl. And I think in that division is up for grabs, the AFC West. So I think those are some of the reasons why he probably chose to go to Denver.
Speaking with Hall of Famer Warren Moonhone on 105.3 The Fan, you put yourself in his position. You're Peyton Manning for this last 3 weeks. And you've got maybe 2 or 3 years left. You think you're next ready to go. Where is Warren Moon going to go play?
I'm going to try and go to the place where I feel like I have the best chance to win. And I think all those places, Peyton felt like he had a chance to win. I like the Tennessee Titans. I really liked what they had to offer. A young and upcoming defense, great running back in Chris Johnson, some really good wide receivers on the outside, a very good offensive line. So I think that was a team that he'd have a chance to win with as well because he knows that division so well, having played with the Indianapolis Colts for all those years. He knows all those teams in that division. And even though the Houston Texans will probably be the best team in that division to start out, I think he's had great success against them as well. So that would be one of my picks, or maybe even the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hey, Warren, this is Sean Heath. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Sean. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm talking to Warren Moon. How could I not be doing great? Have a kind of a follow-up on that. So how much do you think that ownership, coaching played into, how much of a part do you think that played into, knowing that Peyton is such a general on the field, how much do you think the Harbaugh over his shoulder versus John Elway over his shoulder played into the decision?
I don't think that was as big a decision. I think both of those coaches could have worked that part out. I think Jim Harbaugh, if he can have a quarterback that can handle more at the line of scrimmage, that makes his job easier as a play caller because now he knows he has a quarterback that can get him in the right play, even though he might have called a play in the huddle. It might not be the best play to be called against a particular defense, but if you have a quarterback now that can get you in the right play, that makes your job a whole lot easier. So I don't think that would have been a big problem. I think you know, Jim does have a big ego. There's no question about that. But I think it all boils down to winning. I think that's really what the big thing is. As long as Jim wins that championship, he doesn't really care how it gets done.
Now, Seattle, which you know very well, has just signed Matt Flynn. That caught a lot of people off guard. I mean, not that he was going to go somewhere, but are you a little surprised at, you know, what he's getting because he's done not much of anything yet?
Well, I don't think he got a big contract. I think he got a good contract. I think it's a solid contract. I don't think they gave up a lot. I think it can be a lot of money if he hits everything as far as the incentives and everything in the deal. But still, right now the deal is only $26 million for 3 years. That's, you know, what about not even $7 million, I mean not even $8 million a year, right? A little over $8 million a year if he gets all his incentives. So I think the Seahawks are in good shape. Most top-quality quarterbacks in this league are getting anywhere from $10 to $15 million a year. So if he's a starter and does very well for them, I think they paid pretty good money for him. But he's still an unknown quantity. He's done very, very well in the time that he has played in the two starts that he has. He comes from a very good quarterback school as far as the way Mike McCarthy coaches quarterbacks there in Green Bay. So I really think it's a good pick for the Seahawks, and it's going to make their quarterback position that much stronger, whether he's able to beat out Tavares Jackson or if he just makes Tavares Jackson a better player.
Speaking with Warren Moon, Hall of Fame here on 105.3 The Fan, one of the rare years, it's been a long time since you've had quarterbacks that could go 1-2 in the NFL draft. Andrew Luck, I understand you're going to be working out and flying out with him today, but talk a little bit about Andrew Luck and then the guy I'm in love with, RG3.
Well, Andrew Luck is one of those guys that he just doesn't have any flaws. You know, he's a quarterback that comes out of a pro-style system at Stanford. He took the ball from under center pretty much his whole career, knew how to change plays kind of like Peyton Manning did at the line of scrimmage. So he knew how to look over defenses and get his team into the proper plays. A very, very accurate quarterback. He's a very athletic quarterback. He's a very tough quarterback. So he's got a lot of things going for him, and just not a lot of weaknesses there to look at, where RG3 is a guy that might be a little bit more dynamic because of his athleticism. He can really run. He throws the ball well on the move. He throws a deep ball as well as anybody I've seen throw it in the last few years. So both of these guys are going to be very, very good quarterbacks for their football teams. Of course, it's going to take a little bit of time like it does with most young guys. They'll go through their growing pains. But I think both of these guys are going to have outstanding careers because they're both very athletic, and both very intelligent, and they both have great work ethic.
Hey, Warren, I did the math, and you threw the ball about 70,000 yards in your career. That's about 40 miles. I've had cars that I haven't owned long enough to drive 40 miles. And you know a little bit about being a professional. Basically, you're known as being, you know, an ultimate professional. Give Warren the ball, get out of the way, and you're probably going to win. But you also know what it's like to be unappreciated, something you dealt with most of your career. I don't think the right people left you unappreciated. But my question is this. As a quarterback, you know that your team's not in love with you. They haven't really hidden that fact. And then, oh, by the way, how about you come back and play for us? This situation with Alex Smith out in San Francisco, if you were to have a conversation with him and give him some advice, how do you help him get his head back into being a 49er?
I think if he's realistic about the situation and looks at it, that the 49ers, just like a lot of other teams around the NFL, had a chance to go out and get probably one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. And it's no slight against you, but if you could really sit here and say that you're better than Peyton Manning, then maybe we have an argument here. But if you can't, you should understand the reason why we went out there to maybe get him. And we didn't get him. We made a play at him. It's no slight on you. It's just that we felt like we had a guy that we could better the football team with. And we still feel good about you as our quarterback. You did some great things for us last year. We didn't get Peyton Manning. We're hopeful that you can come back and be the same quarterback, if not even better, than you were last year. But I think that's the way Alex Smith has to look at it. Don't look at it as they don't feel like he's good enough. It's just that there was another guy that was much better.
One final question for Hall of Famer Warren Moon. You're at the 25-yard line. There's 5 seconds left in the game. You have to throw the ball to one wide receiver for the game-winning touchdown. Who are you throwing it to?
That's ever played the game?
They've played the game.
No, there's any team, not somebody I necessarily played with.
Any wide receiver you can pick?
I would pick Jerry Rice.
You know what? I knew you were a smart guy.
Nobody has ever accused Warren of not being a genius.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, you're picking the guy that you know he's going to go up and get the ball and score the touchdown. That's the only thing that matters. Warren Moon, can't thank you enough for the time today. Good luck with Andrew Luck today, and we'll touch base with you down the road.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
You bet. That is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback here on 105.3 The Fan.